We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back yet another edition here. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, a day late. Buffalo turned us and burned us. Bills Mafia tailgate absolutely put us through the ringer. By us, I mean Biddy Jetta, our producer, Maddie Rigatoni, Lars Lewis, who came alive on the Patreon happy hours, who just bleeds, eats, breathes Buffalo football, everything Buffalo has to offer. We got banged up. We gave it everything that we had for the Bob Does Sports. You're back. We're back. The Brilliantly Dumb Show, Wednesday show for us. We have a big appearance coming from Joey Coldcuts and Mikey Bear Down Cuz. I have a group chat with them, and it is so fun to see them. They either love each other or they are just going at each other's necks. So we're going to get a big, big appearance out of them. I think they join us for a little over 20 minutes, which is a very, very interesting segment. But speaking of segments, no show starts here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show without everybody's, I was going to say everybody's favorite segment, but that might be my favorite segment now, which is our buy and sell segment of the show. What happened this week? What happened this weekend? Was it food? Was it football? Was it a team? Was it a celebrity? What happened to where you want to either buy or sell the stock in that person or in that item from this week? I'm going to get this started right out of the gate, and I am going to sell the city of Buffalo. Now, I do have some very positive things that I would like to say about Buffalo. So if you're from Buffalo and listening, don't get too upset just yet. But I do want to sell the city of Buffalo. I mean, you talk about a city that is just a total zombie land. I mean, a city where if it's not Sunday on a football Sunday, there is just nothing to do. It is depressing in Buffalo. It is constantly raining. There is constantly an overcast as if we're in London. The city is absolutely lifeless, totally lifeless. And I hate to bash a city that just gave us so much. This episode of us at the Bills tailgate is going to be incredible, but it is a dead zone in Buffalo. I can only imagine when football's not going on, what goes on in Buffalo. We stayed in downtown. There were maybe three cars in all of downtown. Fascinating. What I am going to buy and buy hard is the Bills Mafia tailgate. Bills Mafia fans, the Buffalo Bills, who are finally very good, Josh Allen, unbelievable tailgate. You talk about people who just love themselves some Buffalo Bills football. I mean, it is amazing how much these guys love their team. The tailgate is an absolute zoo. We showed up at 7:30 in the morning. People were telling us that we were late. They start the day before as if it's a college football game. It is absolutely bonkers what goes on in Buffalo. So I would like to buy Bills Mafia, sell Buffalo, the city. So good and bad for Buffalo. Something that I would like to buy. I don't know how this guy is doing it, but he is time and time again. And he is putting up a resume for the ages. Pete Davidson, Saturday Night Live. The resume of girls this guy is rolling out with. He just got spotted with Kim Kardashian at Knott's Berry Farms. Kim Kardashian appeared on Saturday Night Live, I think last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. This guy, to me, is the Derek Jeter of our generation. I mean, Derek Jeter is known for one of the most impeccable resumes when it comes to women. Derek Jeter, I'm going to rattle off a couple here. Mariah Carey, Tyra Banks, Scarlett Johansson, Jessica Alba, Adriana Lima. Unbelievable resume. Unbelievable. And somehow really found a way to stay out of the limelight which is even more unbelievable. Pete Davidson, though, a lot younger than Derek Jeter, still putting his resume together. We've never seen anything like this. Kate Beckinsale, who was 20 years older than him, 25 years older than him. We've had Ariana Grande. We've had that Erber gal, the model, who was just gorgeous. And now Pete Davidson does the unthinkable and goes for Kim Kardashian, and it looks like he's landed. This guy is unbelievable. By the way, he lives in his mom's basement, which makes it that much more fascinating. Pete Davidson's got to be hung like a horse. I don't think there's any people doubting that. Something's going on there. But this guy is on fire. Buy your stock, Pete Davidson. I'm going to buy more stock. That's Kardashian stock. Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker. They just got engaged. I love the relationship. I love the relationship. Hated it at first. Didn't think it had any sort of longevity. I think I'm wrong. I'm totally backtracking there. I love the whole emo thing they got going. Love the whole rock star thing they got going. And again, I think they truly could be in it for the long haul. Fascinating couple, sexy couple, really put it all out there. I love that about them. Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, buy your stock. The Kardashians are back like they've never left, which they haven't. Love these random relationships that they're getting into. You never know which way the Kardashians are going to go. You just never know. Will it be an athlete? Will it be a rock star? Will it be some random guy that we've never heard of? Will it be a bodyguard? We don't know. And I appreciate the Kardashians for always keeping us on our toes. We never know what we're going to get. I'm all for it. I've been in on the Kardashians for a long, long time. Something else that I would like to buy. This is totally random. We were at the World Series game in Atlanta. Thanks to our guy, AJ Minter, for Bob Does Sports. Had to get a bite to eat. Everything was packed. 45-minute wait, hour wait outside the stadium. They call it the Battery, right outside of Braves Stadium right there. By the way, Atlanta was incredible. Fans are incredible. Hospitality, the Southern hospitality is a real thing. And this might throw some people off. It definitely threw me off. I am buying Wahlburgers. You heard it here first. Unbelievable food. I had a salad that rocked my world. Hamburger was great. I'm not a chicken tenders guy. I was at Wahlburgers. Unbelievable establishment. And I'm surprised. A lot of times the celebrities come out with these things. They're kind of gimmicky. They're not that good. Wahlburgers had it one time. Give it a try. You heard it here first on the Brilliant Dumb Show. Wahlburgers does not mess around. So to run through that again, sell the city of Buffalo, buy Bill's Mafia, buy Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson, buy Kourtney Kardashian, buy Wahlburgers. Four buys, one sell here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You could probably hear it in my voice, very much banged up. A couple days after, I feel like the Vegas tailgate when I got back from that, very banged up. But in regards to Bob Does Sports, to be able to look out on a map with Benny the Jet, our producer, look at where we're going to go in the world, what game we're going to go to, and then just go is a dream. And it makes absolutely no sense that this is my job. I never want it to end. What else am I going to do that is this enjoyable? What else? What else can you offer me than being able to travel city to city, stadium to stadium, arena to arena, and go see a game, interview people, eat, have a fucking ball. A true Cinderella story over here on the Brilliant Dumb Show and for Bob Does Sports. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump on in to our guys who have been taking over the show. They've been phenomenal. They've been entertaining. They are constantly at each other's throat. Prize pick segment time. We close down the show. They're going to be on for the As Bob segment as well. We got a full 20, full 25. Mikey Beardown, Cuz, Joey Coldcuts, myself. Let's go dancing. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by CandidCO.com. When I want to get my car fixed, I go to a mechanic. When there's a problem with my shower, I call a plumber. So when you want to get your uneven, crooked teeth fixed, you see an orthodontist. They're the specialists, and that's what sets Candid, the invisible, comfortable, and removable aligners above the rest. While poorly reviewed or insanely priced clear aligner companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. All remotely, all online. You can't beat it. CandidCO.com. Or if you want to do in person, get an appointment at a Candid studio near you today. Candid can help you get the straighter, brighter smile you've always wanted. Right now, you can get started from home or just $15 with the Candid Starter Kit, or you can book an appointment at Candid Studio near you today. Go to CandidCO.com/dumb and use code DUMB, D-U-M-B. That's CandidCO.com/dumb. Take advantage of this limited time offer for a $15 starter kit, CandidCO.com/dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brantley Dumb Show to let you know that the Brantley Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com is putting mental health first. Is something preventing you from achieving your goals? What interferes with your happiness? Check out BetterHelp.com/BDS. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional specialist. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling securely online. I want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/BDS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp.com/BDS. See you over there.
Let's bring these gentlemen in. We got a lot to say. We got a lot that we want to talk about. I think we got a lot that we all want to.
Bob. I don't hear anything.
Oh, go back to
system. Fuck is going on here?
I heard him perfectly.
It's Cutsy. It's Cutsy. Mike. It's Cutsy. This is how we're starting the show, Beta. You know what, Jet? Don't even do me a favor, Jet. Don't even bother editing the audio here. I want the people to know just how miserable this is.
As soon as I put in the microphone, it doesn't fucking work.
Is this every show with him, Bear Dad?
Hold on.
Oh, there's always something.
Don't even edit it, Jet. I think the people deserve to hear this. Let's wait. Now he's going to a different room. I mean, Joey Coldcuts, not only is he ice cold, he can't even get the Zoom going correctly. Joey Coldcuts, are you with us? Just no regards for
got the turquoise cactus hat, which is nice looking hat he's got there. I like that.
The fuck is the right one?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is left.
This is hard to watch. This is hard.
We got to be better. We have to be better.
Well, right now.
Hello? Hello?
Jesus Christ.
Hello? 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 Test 1, 2, 3.
Yes, Cots.
Can you hear us, Joseph?
Yeah, this new microphone. I try to do it without the headphones and it doesn't work. The audio, I can't hear shit.
Can we start the show?
Okay, you're not recording this anyways. You can just cut right through this.
Oh no, that's where you're wrong, Joseph. That's where you're wrong. No, gentlemen.
Just tell Jet to cut this part. You're good.
Gentlemen, we got a lot to get off of our chest here. Okay. We got a lot that I think we all want to get off our chest. We got a lot to talk about. Before we even do that, we're actually going to mix things up a little bit. I got a phenomenal Ask Bob question that came in about 20 minutes prior to the show. Everybody's asking the top five questions. Okay.
Love the top five. Oh no.
Oh Jesus. I'm getting slacked. Now this guy's Mike.
I lost you, Bob.
Hey, Beardon, you'll be sure that he'll cut that part out, though.
Oh, that part. 100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll be clearly cut out. Now, meanwhile, Bob, I'll look like the fucking villain.
To be fair, Bob, that has to be used now.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Bob, you had a lot of comments about the lava lamp microphone, but lava lamp microphone's batting 1,000.
The question, the Ask Bob question that I want to throw you guys right out of the gate. I thought Cutsy
bounced back. Ask Bob already?
We're going right into the Ask Bob, and then we're going to touch on Prize Picks. We've got a lot to say about that. We're coming in with this right out of the gate. Are you ready for me here, gentlemen?
Fire away.
I thought Cold Cuts had a really good bounce back last week with his top five. It was top five hors d'oeuvres. Very concerning. He started with the chicken skewers and then totally bounced back.
Well, can I just say something, by the way?
Skewers.
And secondly, I told Bear Down afterwards, and he said, why didn't you just say it like that? I was talking about like a tandoori chicken skewer with like a nice peanut sauce. It makes a big difference. You're making it sound like I'm putting a fucking piece of Oscar Mayer chicken on a fucking on a little skewer. It's not like that.
Wasn't aware that Mr. Mayer dabbled in anything outside of the hot dog realm, Cutsy. But that's good to know.
I thought they do turkey and chicken.
The first thing I thought of was the Costco grilled chicken dry.
Yeah, no, that's not what I was saying.
Skewer. Yeah.
If we are talking Oscar Mayer, we are talking Frank's in a Blanket, which was on my top five. But here's the question that right out of the gate for the Ask Bob segment. Okay. This gentleman from Kansas wanted to know top five sides. I could go ahead and start us off. If you guys are okay with that, unless you guys have a take that you want to jump right into, but I can get the juices flowing and start us off if you would like.
The only question I have before we start is this top five sides at any kind of a restaurant, or is this top five steakhouse sides? I think needs to be asked.
Not steakhouse sides. It could be any sides out there. Top five all around sides.
Okay.
Am I going to get us going here?
Go ahead.
5-1, one being the top. Number five, I got coleslaw. Number four, I got onion rings. Number three, I got mashed potatoes. Number two, I got lobster mac and cheese. And number one, I'd like to go French fries. Bear Down, we send it over to you.
Number five, I have onion rings. Number five. Number four, I have cream spinach.
Fuck.
Number three, scallop potato. Number two, and then the number one overall side for me would be the mac and cheese.
Wow.
Not lobster, but mac and cheese in general.
Lobster. So regular mac and cheese. Gets
regular mac and cheese. Yep.
Joey, yep. Cold Cuts, we go over to you.
I like to get a little bit of credit on this one because this is what I do for a living. I'm going to say working at a top end steakhouse, I'm going to give some good ones. Right out of the gates, I will go number five, give me asparagus. All right. I know it's not everybody's pick, but you got to do a little bit of greens. You can't just go all protein or all carbs. Number three, I will definitely do onion rings.
Well, we skipped four.
Or sorry, number four. So five is asparagus. Four, we will go with onion rings. Mm. I think onion rings are fantastic. And then we serve them with a little truffle ranch sauce. You get a good sauce with them. It makes all the difference in the world, too. Number three, I'm going to go with a baked potato fully loaded with all the sour cream, the butter, the chives, the bacon bits. I think you get a whole little spread. It almost becomes like its own little centerpiece in and of itself.
Yep.
That was three, right? Number two, I am going to go with lobster mac and cheese because I think that it's just a very, very good addition. Sometimes people put lobster in things it doesn't need to be, but with mac and cheese, it just works. And then number one, I'm going to go with king crab legs. I think that they're phenomenal as a side to go to a steak. It's the epitome of what makes it so good. It's just as good as it gets.
You cannot do king crab as a side.
Why?
It's not a side.
See it on a menu? If you go to a high-end steakhouse, do you see it as an entree? It says add-ons. Add-ons is equivalent to a side. Just because it's an upscale side, Bobby, doesn't mean it's not a side.
It comes in a seafood platter. It's
not a side. I'm not talking about getting the whole seafood tower. I'm just saying the king crab with the drawn butter on the side. That's it.
Cuts by that logic is a lobster tail, then a side?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Joe, that is the most ridiculous.
That changes the whole outlook. The whole thing.
By the way, Bobby, you know why it's a side? Because nobody just has one lobster tail. If you do an entree, the entree comes with two lobster tails because one is not a sufficient amount of food to hold up as an entree. So you get an entree. If you ever see lobster tail, it comes with two.
I can't tell you the last time I've had two lobster tails.
I can't tell you the last time I would ever order lobster tails as my main course.
Yeah,
I just
thank
wouldn't
you.
Do it.
Thank you. It's a side.
So we bet on, are you confirming king crab as a side?
Yes.
No, I don't agree with it. If that's the case, I would like to redo my top five.
Okay, what is your top five then, Bear Down?
I have to redo it because you went the full steakhouse route. Now, if I'm going to go the full...
That's what I thought we were doing.
Believe.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just can't believe that we're going to sit here and not act like the king crab take is absolutely ludicrous.
I won't even use the king crab, but I think if the conversation has shifted so far to the steakhouse realm that I need to just go with that.
Redo your top five. If we're
going just with that, garlic mashed potato, number five.
Yeah.
It's a good start. Yeah.
Okay. This is going to throw you for a little. Roasted Brussels sprouts, number four.
I don't mind it.
Number three is the cream spinach. Mm. Number two is the scallop potato, the lyonnaise potato.
So you have two potatoes now, by the way.
Yeah, I know I do. I know I do. I'm well aware of it, but a scallop
double
potato
down
to
with
me
the
is,
potatoes.
Isn't yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead. What's your number one?
And number one, then I would have to still go with the mac and cheese. But now that we're talking strictly a steakhouse venue, which is the way I'm interpreting this, I would upgrade it to the lobster mac. I would upgrade it to the lobster mac.
You should. You should treat yourself.
And also, I've had something, and I can't even throw it out there because it's so outrageous.
King crab.
I've had king crab truffle gnocchi as a side at Mastro's Steakhouse in Manhattan. And let me tell you something. King crab.
Sounds phenomenal.
Truffle gnocchi.
You clearly weren't paying the bill that night.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my wife paid the bill. It was my birthday.
I knew you didn't pay the bill. There's no chance Volani's hitting them with the double down on the crab truffle.
I like the same thing, but sprinkled with caviar on top.
Yeah, that's a knock. I mean, it sounds phenomenal.
Sounds great.
No way you're paying for that if you're ordering.
What an obnoxious order. What an obnoxious, sounds great. Sounds
my,
so
well, look, my wife fully backed the selection. She was the one.
It's a phenomenal order. I just want to make it clear. You definitely were not paying for that when you ordered it.
Are you trying to say I won't reach into my pockets for a good
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that anybody who orders that is clearly not getting, I'm the same. If I'm paying the bill, I'm not going on a double down with the king crab truffle meal.
I would love Holly about that.
They
I
had
would
a seafood.
Love.
Well, you could ask her. She'll tell you. She enjoyed it thoroughly. Now, I passed on the Seafood Tower app. That was $500, the Seafood Tower app. It comes with the dry ice smoking out of it.
$500?
You know what? Bear Down, you shouldn't have passed up on it. Cutsy would consider the seafood platter a side.
$500.
Let me ask you, a side.
$500. Did the Little Mermaid serve it at the table side? Like, that's ridiculous.
No, I believe she was actually served on the platter.
Wow. Well, yeah, for $500, fresh flounder coming through there.
Okay. All right.
Holy shit.
Now we're going to shift over. Again, I said earlier, we got a lot to get off our chest. Things were riding high in the Prize Picks department. Everything was gravy. We decided to link what is now being referred to as Bear Down Cuts. Joey Cold Cuts stepped in, and it has gone south. It's gone south fast. And not all credit. Hold on. I was going to say, not by any means all credit to Joey Cold Cuts, because Bear Down has gone on a cooler. He's gone on a little bit of a cooler here.
You know what, Bob? Shame on you, dude. You know what? I got to tell you, the guy has consistently made everyone and their mother money on this Prize Picks.
Joe.
And quite frankly, let me finish. Quite frankly, you'll be hard pressed to find anywhere where you get free winners on a consistent basis, the likes that this man is given. Not to mention that I've only missed one pick by 5 yards, but that aside, now you're making it sound like we lost a few games, like we've been on a cooler for the last 2 months. You're adding to this narrative, dude, and we've made our followers money. Bear Down says 60 to 70% winners. That's what he's delivered. Because we had a couple games, what are you, everybody going to jump ship?
Joe, I am calling it like I see it. There is nobody who said more how much money we've made. And if you look at the season, we're still way up.
So but what the facts are, we worrying about?
Well, who's it? What I'm saying is I'm calling it like I see it. We're a little bit cold right now. Are we not a little bit cold right now?
We lost cold. A couple games.
And we had a cold week.
We had a cold week. That's all I'm saying.
Ever since last Sunday night, after last Sunday night, beginning last Monday, we've gone on a cooler.
We've gone on a cooler. Now, what is wrong with that?
It took like the miracle of Christ to lose a couple of these prize picks. Yes. I mean, it took the worst penalty I have ever seen in an NFL football game Sunday afternoon, the Jets and the Bengals, to ruin that prize pick on Sunday. That prize pick was in. It was locked. Joe Burrow was getting the ball back. He had to throw the ball. The Bengals were down. He only needed two completions, and they threw the flag on the most outrageous personal foul call I have ever seen. And I'm not just saying I've never seen one that bad. We've lost a prize pick because Russell Wilson got injured. We lost a prize pick because someone else got injured the other night and got taken out of the game. I forget it was the Monday night game last week. And we lost a prize pick on that because somebody got hurt.
Bear Down, may I ask, and I know you guys are going to think that I'm stirring the pot here, but do you think the collaboration when we were so hot, do you think the collaboration bringing in Cuts affected any type of mojo whatsoever?
The question here is the principal question, the age old question. If it's broke, don't fix it.
Yeah,
that's the question. Now, Cuts came in and he delivered three consecutive singular winning picks. He did.
I did.
My concern from the jump, and I voiced it, was, if the chef is making a good dinner, why would you let another chef jump into the kitchen and fuck what he's doing? No. I am taking full response. This was my segment. And I don't mean to say my like an egomaniac. This was put on my shoulders. Bob put the prize picks on my shoulders. I am ultimately responsible for it, no matter what. Cuts has come in. He's contributed. So there's no excuse for my picks to be compromised or me to second guess myself and allow the prize picks to lose. And I will fully take ownership of the prize picks. I absolutely will. It's my baby. It's my responsibility. Bob bestowed that responsibility upon me. And I am not one to throw Joe under the bus. However, all I'm saying is Bob is asking the question, if it ain't broke, should we have tried to fix it or messed with it? Sometimes in the gambling world, things get a little bit, you know, things are very superstitious and very mojo-ish.
Bear Down, I'm just trying to help take some of the weight off your shoulders. Listen, even a restaurant, right? You have an executive chef. You always have a sous chef. And that's all I'm trying to do. But I'm just trying to take a little bit of that, of the prep work, of a little bit off your plate. And like you said,
here's the issue.
Bob, let me finish. We went 3 for 4. So yes, we haven't hit, but it has nothing to do with just a coincidence. You know, it's just a coincidence because as a sous chef, I'm doing my job pretty good. Bear Down has been a phenomenal chef. He will continue to be a phenomenal chef. Just right now, we have critics who aren't enjoying our fucking recipes. I can't control that.
Here's the thing. After NFL week one, besides NFL week one, we didn't have a single week, not a single week. And Bob, you could pull the receipts on it. We did not have a single week. We're in week what? 8? This is week 8. That's concluding?
Week 8.
Okay. We did not have a single week for a run of 6 consecutive weeks where we didn't win at least one night of prize picks, which would have paid for all the bets from the other 2 nights of prize picks. So we did not have 1 week where we lost More than one prize pick. We did not.
It's not time to have the Chicken Little effect and see the sky is falling.
This weekend was one of the worst betting weekends. Forget about prize picks. For everybody across the board gambling on Sunday, you had insane. Yes, the bookies all cashed this week. That's just the way it was. If we continue on this trend, that means we'll have about 2, maybe 3 weeks out of 17 that happened like this. 2 or 3 out of 17. You have to be able to live with it. You cannot have, and I'm not saying you, Bob, but to those of you listening out there, if this rattles your cage to the point where you say you're gone and you're out, you weren't built for this. I hate to tell you, you were not built for it. You were not.
This is a marathon.
No offense. Berdan's
told me this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Good for me because absolutely. I can't sprint. I can marathon. And you know what? It's a grind. And when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And when it's always darkest before dawn, Bob.
Joe, when I look at you, the first thing I think is, here's a guy built to run marathons.
No, well, I probably can't. But if it's a slow
theoretically, I'm talking about just a horse, just an engine that just keeps running. That's all.
I think I do give credit to Berdan in this regard, to where when there were picks that were losing, if it was Cutsy's pick that won in the parlay, and we had this issue before, Cutsy would announce that, hey, my pick hit, Berdan's picks lost. That's why we lost the parlay. Here we sit recording Monday night. Cutsy goes Tyreek Hill under.
No. Don't try to pull that. I said initially Tyreek Hill was my pick. Then I said, you know what? I'd like to switch it to Travis Kelce to score a touchdown, which may still not hit. I'm not saying it's going to hit. So don't mince words here, Bob.
So the Tyreek Hill under 6.5 receptions, which he hit over, he had 6 receptions, I think, on the first drive. You mean to tell me that was Berdan's pick?
No, it was initially my pick. I said I thought we were going with a 3 power play or a flex or whatever we were going to do. I said I'd like to change it up because I said I'd like to go with Kelce scoring a touchdown. So that is officially my pick. I did put my insight, and we're a team. Yep. And Berdan and I both thought that Tyreek Hill, as bad as he's been recently, that he may continue on the same trend. 6.5 receptions a lot. I thought he could have 6 receptions for 100 yards. It just turned out they're doing all this dinking and dunking, and it hit. But it is a collective pick, and all the picks are collective because it's Berdan Cuts.
I said we have 2 Giants picks. Cutsy gave 2 Kansas City picks. Let's take the 4 picks together. We'll merge them up real nice, and we'll say we'll flex it. All we need is 3 out of 4. We could very well, it's halftime right now as we record, we very well could still hit the 3 out of 4.
I hope we Everyone hit, and I hope this ages oh, hope very so poorly.
So here's the question that we have now, Berdan. It has been your segment. We got off to a great start. Cutsy has by no means been bad for us whatsoever. It might have affected the mojo a little bit. The question goes to you as the executive chef. Do you want to continue the Berdan Cuts trade, or would you like to kick your sous chef out of the kitchen, go back to Berdan to get back on the hot streak?
You know, I'm a guy who believes in self-assessment, and you cannot, you know, be good to others until you've been true to yourself and been good to yourself. And as long as Cutsy wants to continue, he continues. If he wants to continue, and listen, it's not easy sledding. You could see when you hit a skid, you got to have thick skin because the jackals will jump on you. They will jump on you. Just as simple as that. If Cutsy wants to continue and he's going to tough it out and he's going to go through the bad times, the highs, as well as the lows, I'm here for Cuts. Cuts is a dear friend of mine. I'm not going to just kick him to the curb like some dog who bit a neighbor or something like that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to allow him to continue so long as he wants to continue.
Cold Cuts, you're a guy who cares about the brand. You're a guy who cares about making the Brilliant Unfaithful a lot of cash. Would you like to continue on this journey of Berdan Cuts?
I'm going to say this. I'm a man who holds myself to a center of excellence that very few put themselves to that. I don't know where I'm going with this. Bottom line is, I expect myself to hit. I'm going to continue to make picks. If somehow I start to lose or I go on a losing skid, then I will bow out for the sake of the followers, for the sake of the pod. Now, if I keep hitting and Bear Down keeps missing, then we're going to have a different conversation. Oh. But we are a team. We're in this together. We're in this together.
Bear Down cuts. I can't even believe you just fucking said that.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. Wait a minute. It's so wrong on so many levels.
I said no matter what, I would never just kick you to the curb. I would let you make the decision.
It's so wrong.
But if I go on a cooler, we need to have a conversation.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm saying, listen. Oh, Joe. Bob, will you stop it?
It's so wrong on so many levels.
Can I speak? I'm getting grossly misinterpreted right now. What I'm saying is this, is if it does have to do with the mojo, I'm not saying that Bear Down's going to go cold, but if we don't hit collectively and whoever, whatever the case may be, then maybe in a couple of weeks we do reassess and I drop out. And I start giving just solo picks, and Bear Down gives solo picks, and you can pick and choose whatever you want.
I don't feel that's where he was going, Bear Down.
I've said many times I'm not better than Bear Down. I'm a compliment to what Bear Down does. I'm the sous chef. But if the sous chef isn't working, then maybe you change it up. Maybe you do something. And I'm saying I'm willing to do that for the followers. I want people to make money, and I don't want to be a hindrance to Bear Down. That's what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bear Down Cuts, Joey Cold Cuts. Appreciate you coming on the show. We really do. It's always entertaining. It's always special. We appreciate the folks for tuning in. Prize Picks, Bobby Props is your promo code. Love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you next time on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
It's unbelievable.